AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you go freaking nuts. And there are, to be sure, many things that are going on around the world today involving people's rights, liberties, and free choice. Alleged God-given free will being snatched away, taken, overburdened, and intimidated, corralled, fisticuffed even, groped, irradiated. Every form of freedom is under attack. Some have graver implications than others. The solution to all is exactly the same. You, and only you, can change all of this with everything that you do every day, because one rock can stand against a river. No kidding. I have a very special guest for you today, allegedly. In fact, no, we don't. It was going to be Alan Phillips from vaccinerights.com. So I kind of wanted to talk about vaccines for a bit. First of all, here's the most interesting question you can ask. Somebody wielding a needle wanting to vaccinate you, parroting the proverbial scripture of vaccine worship terminology. What's in it? What are the ingredients? You will be met with a ridiculously blank stare. No kidding. They say, well, they say, if you're so smart, why don't you name some of them? I say, okay. Formaldehyde. Live viruses. Aborted fetal matter DNA. Thimerosal, which is 50% mercury. One of the most deadly neurotoxins known to man. Why? What's so good in it that I can't live without? Don't make any mistakes. Okay. Almost every industry is built like that. They build a myth. It's good because you can just make them up and you can change them whenever you want. That's the beauty of a lie, because it can never end. And often it can work more than once. So you lie to people and you say, well, before vaccines came around, all this terrible diseases like polio and the Spanish flu and all of this other stuff was just terrible. And I say, well, okay. What about Henry L. Stimson in like the early 1918 Spanish flu or whatever, saying he watched 7 soldiers drop dead after taking a vaccine? You know, you people don't know what you're on about. You're being misinformed. Vaccines aren't there to protect you from viruses. They're there to deliver viruses. Very well-developed ones as well. In fact, there was a woman named Jane Burgermeister. She uncovered that 72 kilos of vaccine material had been contaminated, quite possibly deliberately. Okay, you know what level 4 biosecurity is? It's when there's like 50 security checks to get a virus in or get a virus out of the actual lab area. Okay? And get it manufactured and all of that kind of stuff. From nothing to a vaccine that's ready is 50 checks or whatever. It's unbelievable security. Simultaneously, every single one of those security measures failed. When they found out that a virus that wasn't in the inventory before was now found in the inventory. So it means somebody had swapped out one of their viruses and taken it off. I believe this happened in Fort Bragg in Maryland. That was not reported, was it? Oh, wait, actually it was. Mainstream news. These things are bioweapons. On top of that, think about race-specific bioweapons. Have you noticed how lots and lots and lots of black people are getting AIDS in Africa? I wonder why that is. I wonder why AIDS is 50 times more likely to infect you if you're exposed to it, if you're black. South Africans have been developing some specific, race-specific bioweapons, which at a later date, Dick Cheney, the vice president, ex-vice president of the USSA, said that race-specific bioweapons would be a politically useful tool. The highest levels approve of this genocide against people. You don't have a choice in a lot of cases as to how much damage they can do to you without your consent. They can forcibly vaccinate you. All right, that's what they're talking about now. It's going to be mandatory. See, the amount of children in the United States now being born with autism is like ridiculous. 1 in 60, 1 in 80. Average is like 187 or something of that nature, which is astronomically high. Much higher than it used to be when there were no vaccines around. Quantitatively. And the guy, a doctor, I think might have been Russell Blaylock, I'm not sure, has linked vaccines to autism. And he was discredited. People started throwing names around, making false accusations. In the end, he was vindicated. He was right. Yes, the vaccines are connected to autism. Okay. That's unfortunate, isn't it? So make sure that if you're going to have something injected directly into your bloodstream, that you know exactly what is in it, what the side effects can be, where it comes from, and who's making money off it. All the vaccines are starting to be more like freebies, aren't they? We are just going, So isn't the government nice? They're giving vaccines to all the lower decile areas that are full of Pacific Islanders for free. Oh, aren't they lovely? Aren't they caring? They're definitely not eugenicists trying to perpetrate a secret war against the frickin' race that they've hated for all this time. No. The naivety. Right, I figure when in doubt, assume that the characters involved are from a cartoon where the most evilest of the evilest character you could ever conceive of. Okay, we're talking about really dark, cartoons, man. Like, have you ever seen Spawn, where the cartoons are ripping blood, shredding their head, like anime, the real violent, horrific, extremely off-worldly type cartoons you could ever conceive of? That is the type of characters you can expect these people to really, really be if they're pulling off stuff like this. Jane Burgermeister, after she found out that about the vaccines being contaminated, filed a case against Baxter International with the FBI. Criminal prosecution for conspiracy to provoke pandemic. So the idea was, allegedly, to give a tainted vaccine out to a massive population, have a huge viral outbreak, and then come in and propose their solutions. More vaccines. You get it? You have any idea how much money a government will pay for a massive boatload of vaccines in a pandemic type situation? Like, oh my God, everybody needs to be vaccinated. No. Here's Vinny's response to a pandemic situation. Everybody needs intravenous vitamin C. Yeah. $10 a dose. Kill any freaking virus deader than a hammer. No kidding. 75 years of approved research. All the peer-reviewed and all that fancy stuff that you hear about. That's what kind of credibility vitamin C intravenously has with killing every single virus known to man. Even snake bite and cancer. Okay. Vaccines. Unbelievable. What does vaccine mean? I don't like it how they call it immunization now. Immunization implies that you don't have a immune system unless you've had a successive bunch of needles stuck into your arm. But as Catherine Smith from Natural Medicine says, you can get an immune system anyway, okay? Your mother's milk, for example, is something that gives you an immune system because you get her immunity too. Same nutrients, bioflow, whatnot. Don't worry about it. The rest of the stuff here is simply trash. Junk science. Something that a Nazi eugenicist would dream of bringing out. Some method to make people sick. And they think that it's good for them. And they'll accept it for free. As long as there's a huge propaganda campaign with people taking saline solution and injections on live air. I'm not kidding. This happened on Fox News and even Dr. Oz. Okay. Got themselves vaccines live on air. Okay. All saline solution. And guess what? Dr. Oz later appears on a smaller network with his wife talking about vaccines and their children. They said, oh, we would never have our children vaccinated. We don't know what the side effects might be. So what? There's people out there who push it and know what's up. Bill Gates, the billionaire Bill Gates, the philanthropist, the really nice guy who stole and destroyed lots of other people's careers. He said that if we do, this is out of TED Talk. He said that if we do a really good job vaccinating people, we can help to reduce the population growth by about a quarter. What? The guy, look, here's something about population control. First of all, anybody who thinks that they can control the population is insane. You ever tried to control even just a child? It's impossible. You know, you can do it to a degree, but you can't do it forever. Okay, that's a natural human condition as far as I'm concerned. People will put up with a certain amount, a certain amount that they won't take no more. Then they stand up. Then you have to let them go out on their own and learn the lessons themselves. You can't just ship at them and tell them everything that they should and shouldn't do in their life because, hey, it's their life. It's their experience. They don't really have the impetus to do everything that you tell them. Nobody does. But that's what government, ultimately, through vaccines and various other different measures that are currently being slotted into place, like parts on a Transformer figurine that's about to chop your head off with a blazing fiery axe. Yes. Yes, indeedy. Straight through the front door. Straight through the front door. Dressed up in nice suits, telling everybody that because you've had 126 infections over a country of 4 million people, that it has declared a pandemic, and then you order 300,000 vaccines immediately from Baxter International, as the New Zealand government did during the swine flu scam. How many people did that swine flu kill? Like, can't even remember if there was any really killed. They all had other health effects as well, in addition to the swine flu. Swine flu, incidentally, when they broke it down, had 4 different strains of flu found to it. Unbelievable. You know how you can accomplish that in nature? You can't. That's how you can accomplish it in nature. You can accomplish it in a lab, though. And all evidence points to the fact that it was. So, if you're thinking vaccines, you're thinking bioweapons to kill you and manipulate you into believing that they're good for you. Same old story. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid. thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
This is the vaccine drop-off theme song. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Right here on American Freedom Radio, going out everywhere, man, broadcasting live from the future. It's actually already tomorrow here, believe it or not. For those of you on the other side of the dateline, don't worry. I'm sure you'll catch up eventually. My guest that I alluded to earlier has actually now appeared miraculously before us in a fabulous form, like a Jedi Ninja Master. His name is Alan Phillips from, I think it's vaccinerights.org.
.com.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself? And I believe you run a practice of law, don't you?
Yeah, I actually went back to school after being out of school for 17 years and picked law school because of my concern about the vaccine controversy. I stumbled onto the vaccine controversy when my first son was born, and a friend of mine said that a friend of hers had a child who had been permanently disabled by a vaccine, and I had never heard of that at that point in my life, and I was just sort of, it sort of threw me into shock. So apparently, unlike many people, I said, well, I better look into this, and I went to the library, found a wonderful book by Neil Miller, which I still think is one of the best introductions to the whole vaccine controversy. Vaccines, are they really safe and effective? And have just never turned back. I was raised and steeped in all of the conventional mainstream beliefs about vaccines. I remember hearing something on the radio when I was a teenager about a religious group that didn't vaccinate and thinking they had to be crazy. And if you would have told me in my early adult life that one day I would be an attorney, that one day I would be an activist, that one day I'd be defending religious freedom, I would have been on the ground laughing. It was just the farthest thing from my mind. But you have a child, and your life can change in many ways. And for me, this was a major part of change in my life at that time.
That's one of the most important things that I really wanted to touch on with you today is, as a parent, and you're in a situation where your spouse wants to vaccinate the child, won't listen to you or anything like that, and you know the truth. How can you stop that from happening? How can you? What advice would you give to people?
Well, here in the U.S., of course, we're in a different situation, as I understand it, than many, if not most, other Western nations, because vaccines are mandated here. And so, and there's some debate about that in terms of people's understanding. People will say, well, no, there are exemptions, and so they're not really mandated. Well, the exemptions aren't available to just anybody and everybody. Really, legally, the starting place is they are mandated, and in many different contexts, not just for schools, but in the military, for immigrants. A lot of employees are being required more and more to get vaccines, so there's just this growing list of mandates here in the U.S. But oftentimes, you run into a situation where one parent wants to vaccinated, another doesn't. Interestingly enough, most of the exemption laws that I've looked at here in the U.S., at least as it pertains to vaccines that are required for school enrollment for children, most of them are written so that a parent or guardian, in the singular, if they exercise the exemption, then the children are exempt. So I think there's a strong legal argument that where parents disagree, the parent who wants to have the exemption wins. But what I've seen increasingly in recent years in my practice are what I refer to as vaccine custody disputes, where parents, the typical case is where parents agree not to vaccinate the child or the children, and then they split up, heading toward divorce or get divorced, and one parent decides to go pro-vaccine, under the theory that they can make the other parent look like a fruitcake and get custody. And so those are really interesting cases. Most judges and attorneys will see that kind of dispute as a no-brainer. Here in the U.S., the various states, and this will vary from state to state, but the states will typically have one version or another of a best interest of the child standard. So, of course, the court is going to see that the best interest of the child is that you vaccinate them. End of story. Why are you even raising the question? But it turns out that there are some, in many instances, some very strong legal arguments favoring the pro-exemption parent. And I've been working with family law attorneys in several states over the last few years, and we're having success with a lot of these cases. So it's just a question of, do you get the legal assessment, the legal arguments in order before you get to court? You never have a guaranteed outcome in court, no matter how clear or not, you know, your side of the issue looks. But there are some strong arguments that have a really good chance in a lot of these cases. So, but you have to find somebody who's familiar with it. Because attorneys and judges will usually not get past that very quick analysis of, oh, best interest of the child. And attorneys will tell their clients, the pro-exemption clients, you can't win this case. Turns out you can. You just have to be familiar with the legal arguments. So that's one of the more satisfying things of the work I've done working with family law attorneys.
Well, you'd really want to know the art of war is that the way to beat your enemy is to make them think they can't win.
Well, and a lot of people do give up on this vaccine exemption issue. I was just moments ago or minutes ago talking with a healthcare worker in Wisconsin. In the last couple of years, ever since what we now know, at least some of you folks outside of the U.S. anyway, seem to be more aware of it, that the swine flu pandemic was really not a real pandemic. Word hasn't reached mainstream media here in the States anyway, but there's plenty of credible sources outside of the U.S. who have clarified for us, if anybody had any doubt, that it was a fake pandemic. But anyway, since the pandemic, the last couple of years, hospitals around the country have been mandating flu shots for their employees. And I hear over and over again from nurses and other healthcare workers that, you know, the ones that get on the phone with me are saying, how do I avoid this mandate? And we have a conversation from there. But they, everyone that gets on the phone tells me about others back at work that don't want the flu shot, but they're afraid to say anything or do anything because they're afraid that they'll be seen as making waves and they'll get laid off. People are afraid of losing their jobs. And I don't have any judgment at all on any personal level against any of these people. I'm just fortunate enough to work for myself, and I get along pretty well with my employer most of the time, maybe not always. But so far, I haven't required myself to get any shots, and so you know, I don't have the same problem that these folks do. But it's really distressing to hear that people feel like they can't even raise the issue for fear of losing their job. It's apparently the healthcare profession is largely a militant, like, restricted area.
It just seems like neo-fascism to me, basically, you know?
That's if a much better summary than the long-winded explanation I just gave. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Basically, here it is. We are in charge now. Any alternative thought is verboten. Verboten!
It is bizarre. And the deeper, you know, I'll say this. I've been researching this issue ongoing since my 18-year-old son was born. And the best summary I have for it is that the deeper I dig, the messier it gets. And the farther you look into this, it just looks more and more bizarre.
Well, yeah, it's like I liken it to a pond that's gone stagnant. Where does the scum go? Straight to the top.
Oh, can I quote you on that one? I really like it.
Go for your life.
No, that's terrific. It is indeed. You know, it's. Because I believe the majority of medical doctors are people of integrity who want the best for themselves and their patients. And I think the majority of people who work in the federal agencies here are people of integrity. But it only takes a handful of people in key decision-making positions to determine the outcome any direction they want to send it. There was a fascinating survey that was conducted just a few years ago by a nonprofit organization called the Union of Concerned Scientists. And they surveyed federal agency scientists across federal agencies here in the U.S. And they came up with a significant number and percentage of federal agency scientists who said things like they had been told to change the conclusions in their research, or had seen their research suppressed or denied, or had seen policy enacted that was directly contrary to their research. This is a very credible organization, Union of Concerned Scientists, and their survey is quite revealing about how things really work. You know, we joke all the time about how politicians are corrupt and they're only serving their own best interest or the interests of the people that fund them and so forth, and yet somehow we don't quite make the leap from our joking about it to the reality that that's really what happens, and the vaccines are not at all immune to that.
I don't know, and this is kind of like the backdoor discussions, right? You have, I've talked to a guy one time, and he knew some people who used to work around very, very high up owners. I think he might have been working for Rupert Murdoch at the time. And he told him the conversations that these people have in private are openly talking about the people being slaves and scum to be freaking annihilated.
You know, I wish I could argue with that, but I can't. I mean, I'm not familiar with that specific phrasing, but it's you know, everything.
Well, that's a paraphrase from me.
Oh, well, that's good. But the concept is perfectly, I mean, it's consistent with what I'm seeing over and over again, you know, in my own research.
In fact, something tells me you've seen worse than that.
Well, I've heard worse than that. I've been accused of being a baby killer. I think that's probably probably the worst I've heard. And I made the mistake of actually this was early in my investigations and early in my writing on the topic, when I was at a time when I actually allowed myself to spend time and energy talking to somebody who would communicate in that manner. You know, there's obviously not a potential for an intelligent conversation when somebody uses a phrase like that. And so that's where you just say, okay, I'm sorry, I have to reserve my time for people who are sane and intelligent and mature, perhaps would have been be the better categorization of that.
There's a wild card here. You can have those conversations and they can be awesome if they're recorded on camera, and then you can put them up on YouTube, and you just basically, these people are their own worst enemies when people see them for what they really are, and they do their cause so much damage by calling names and getting angry and going off the beaten track and changing their arguments and stuff all the time. It's like you can't talk to these people for more than 12 seconds or listen to them for more than 12 seconds before you realize which side of the camp they're on, whether they're part of the cult of vaccinology or they're part of the truth.
I was a little slow to learn this myself, and I occasionally see this in some of my anti-vaccine peers as well, that, you know, I would actually allow myself to get sucked into these kind of arguments and, debate endlessly and fruitlessly, with some of these kinds of people. But, you know, what is fascinating to me is that despite the enormously well-financed propaganda and the scathing descriptions we hear over and over again, increasingly so, of the anti- or alternative vaccine community. And by the way, the stronger their language gets, the more I see that as an indication that they're getting desperate because they realize that they're losing ground. And we're seeing evidence of them losing ground in polls that I've seen referred to over the last couple of years. There have been a couple different polls just in the last several months that were something on the order of 50% or more of the people polled had some degree or another of concerns about safety of vaccines or reservations about vaccines. We're not seeing anywhere near that level of people claiming exemptions, but I think that will eventually follow. Despite a multi-layered, multi-tiered, very aggressive pro-vaccine agenda, it's moving forward on multiple fronts in some really disturbing ways. We can talk about some of those this evening if you'd like.
We will. We can get into that because I feel that the whole thing is just like a porn set or what have you. You know, it's going this way and that way and in and out. And it's just disgusting, basically. The whole apparatus, the whole industry, it stinks to high heaven, and you definitely don't want to get it on DVD. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back after the break with my very special guest, Alan Phillips from VaccineRights.com.
There's only one thing I need to know whose side he wants, whose side he wants. Well, there's only one thing I need to know, whose side are you on?
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Bonkers.
Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let Sunday give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's not about being crazy, although it does involve an inordinate amount of talking about madness and craziness and seeing examples of the such. For example, looking at a massive draw sheet where virtually every vaccine-related illness or whatever had reduced itself down to virtually nothing before the vaccines had been introduced. And then seeing vaccine promoters go, oh, isn't it just a fabulous, fabulous thing to have a look
and absolutely know for 100% true and actuated, scientifically peer-reviewed, 100 points of light freaking all over the place with a million drafts of legislation to say that yes, it was vaccines that did all that. There's nothing else you can do in your life but have a vaccine for your health. It is the God that has delivered us from the vacca. The vacca? What's the vacca? Oh, it means cow in Latin. That's right. That's why they talk about herd immunity. Yeah, about autism, right? Have you noticed that in Amish communities, there's like no autism? In fact, there was a study of several thousand Amish communities, and they turned up like 5-6 kids or something like that that had autism. All of them had either been adopted in after being vaccinated or had lived downstream from chemical factories and whatnot. Okay. It's pretty straightforward. Now, there were exemptions to vaccines given to people. I'd be willing to look at the names and everything that comes up on those exemptions. They'd probably be high business figures and people who are in the know, as it were. Don't you think?
Well, we certainly see the group of people who seek exemptions are more highly educated than the general public. So that certainly lends credibility, at least to that aspect of what you're saying there. It seems that if we assume that people's intelligence in the sense that we usually think of that word, intellectual or academic intelligence, if there's any correlation between that and people's ability and willingness to think independently, which is, I think is really what it is, because I think the difficulty is there's no lack of information to raise very serious and far-reaching questions about the vaccine industry, vaccine policy, and law. What there appears to be, as there are on, with some other issues in which there are strong arguments supporting alternative views, there seems to be really a psychological barrier. And I think in a somewhat simplistic way, but I think useful way to look at that, all of us have our own worldview. And the people who believe in vaccines have what sounds like a very compelling story. The vaccines create antibodies. They wiped out all these diseases, which, of course, is not the case, as you just pointed out. And I have found that from multiple sources supporting that same proposition, by the way. Depending on exactly what source and what time period and what diseases you're talking about, on average, anywhere from 90 to 95% of disease decline preceded vaccines. So it's just absurd to credit vaccines with having eliminated childhood infectious diseases in the 1900s.
I feel it's just a whole depopulation agenda, basically. In fact, there was a New Zealand medical journal, and I think you might be interested to hear this, that said if you want, and this was read by all the GPs in New Zealand, if you want your patients to come back for life, give them a vaccine or two or three or four, because they will develop chronic illnesses and they will keep coming back to you.
Well, and there's certainly research to support that. I found in the early days of my research a study that was showed that children were something on the order of 4 to 5 times, or had 4 to 5 times the rate of common childhood diseases such as colds and flus and earaches and diarrhea and various things in the months following vaccination compared to the months before vaccination. Now, this was at a time before children were routinely immunized at birth with the hepatitis B vaccine. So they've done away with that comparison. You now no longer have a time period where you can look at your child before they were vaccinated and after they were vaccinated because they hit them up with a vaccine right after they're born now. So it's really hard to compare. But back when you could compare, there was at least one or more studies that were doing that and seeing that very problem. But we do have some information looking at vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, and I see this not only in some of the research, but also I see this anecdotally in my practice all the time. I often get parents who have, let's say, three or more children, and the oldest one's fully vaccinated, and the middle ones are partially vaccinated, and the youngest ones have no vaccines, in correlation to the parents' own self-education on the issue. And invariably, what I hear over and over again from parents in these situations is that the unvaccinated children are the ones who get sick the least. The partially vaccinated children are a little sicker, and the fully vaccinated ones have more illnesses throughout their childhood than either of the other two categories. And so it's
And so, of course, what they don't tell you is the importance of nutrition when it comes to maintaining your immune system. I mean, don't the medical professionals get trained on nutrition? No, not really, son. More like a couple of days. Maybe they might do a shop on it.
they don't get much. You know, it's interesting to me. In fact, I was at a lecture from a pediatrician who, Dr. Lawrence Pilevsky, who from New York, who travels around the country from time to time doing lectures on the vaccine controversy. And if my understanding is correct, not only are doctors given very little training on nutrition in their in medical school, they're actually not given much information at all about vaccination.
My girlfriend's mother is a trained nurse, right? Worked in South Africa and all of that. And the other day I asked her, can you tell me one ingredient in a vaccine? And after she'd been promoting it for 20 years, she had no response.
Well, and this doesn't surprise me. One of the most outspoken U.S. doctors against vaccination, an osteopath, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, probably one of the most well-researched medical doctors on the planet, from what I can tell. She has spent many, 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 many hours going back over the vaccine literature, researching this subject. She said that she thought originally that vaccines didn't have anything in them other than the basic germ component that's, you know, intended to elicit the antibody production and maybe some saline or something else. She had no idea there was this long list of toxic and carcinogenic ingredients in vaccines. It's fascinating to me how doctors can be so adamant in their and zealous, overzealous, and to the point of being unprofessional. I hear over and over again, and have experienced a little bit in my own life, in their efforts to promote vaccines, and yet when it comes right down to it, they know really very little about it.
Yeah. Have you noticed how that's how the only way that somebody can get fanatical about something is if they know very little about it? The people who know tons about the stuff that they do, they don't go overboard or anything like that. They just play it cool.
Well, it is. It certainly seems to hold true in this arena, disturbingly. I see, you know, we have increasingly, I'm hearing stories in recent months about medical practices, pediatric practices that just implement a policy where they just absolutely refuse to treat any children who are not vaccinated, whether the parents have religious objections or a valid exemption, legal exemption or not. I mean, that raises some potentially some legal issues, but just the idea that they can take that position, and then and sometimes they'll put together a little paper. I saw one from a practice in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they had 21 doctors sign on to this, and they had a statement saying, here's why we have this position, and it's a list of all the standard mainstream beliefs about vaccines, and I just can hardly believe it at this point, having researched the issue myself for many years now. It's like, how can we get this far into the controversy? Because the controversy was going before I got into it, and I've been into it for, you know, the better part of 15 to 20 years now. How can doctors not be aware of at least some of the easily, readily accessible and available facts that directly contradict all of this mainstream absurdity.
Yeah, it's the same story over and over again. Like I always say, I'm always shocked, but I'm never surprised about the things that I learn, the things that I see, the things that I hear, and the things that I experience when it comes to dastardly and absolute total scumbaggery that we have absolutely happening all the time, everywhere, in every country, in the exact same way. If it wasn't a conspiracy, things would occasionally improve. But they never do! Right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Come join us in the chat room if you dare at TheEthanShow.com. Check this program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Unity. We want to remind you of the importance of eating fruit. Seriously, this is not a joke. I guess you could interpret it, but eating fruit is very important. Eat decent amounts of it and make sure that it hasn't got copious quantities of pesticides and herbicides and various other toxic crap all over it. You'll be surprised how much better you feel. You know, ever feel like a snack? Well, don't go for that bag of chips. Grab that apple. You know, you want to eat something? No, don't go for that muffin. Grab an orange. Eat something healthy and you'll feel better. Actually, cost you less too. Grow it yourself. So that way you know what is actually in it. As opposed to most of the people who promote vaccines who have absolutely no idea what's in it. Knowing what goes into your body is tantamount to good health, both physically and mentally. Because if you allow crap into your mind, that is completely made up. There is no positive knock-on effects, I'm afraid. Alan Phillips is my guest.
You know, if you are what you eat, and if we take that to mean anything that you consume, whether literally eating or figuratively eating, I think a lot of us are in more trouble than we realize. But, you know,
well,
it raises a very good point.
Well, that's the general rule of thumb. We're all in a lot more trouble than we realize all of the time.
The trick is now to embark on the path of realization so we can find out exactly what we have to deal with here. Of course, vaccines being one big piece of that larger issue.
Well, see, it's just there's a whole massive big puzzle piece, game and checkers, set and matched in a compartmentalized fashion, inexorably conspiring to make people sick, dependent, and eventually exterminated and then enslaved. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, that's pretty straightforward. We can all agree with that. Even the most uninformed person can agree that everything doesn't seem to be quite working out as people had promised, that there is lies everywhere, that there's wars everywhere, that there's corruption everywhere, that there's scumbaggery everywhere of all kinds and descriptions, and that people don't really get a fair deal in life. A reasonable person looking at the evidence across any spectrum of any government agency would come to that exact same conclusion based on the facts. Okay, I don't think that's the issue. The issue here is, I think, as you quite rightly pointed out, is how exactly do you steer your ship in the course of safer waters?
Yeah, and just if I can pick up on that thread and one that I got distracted myself away from a little bit earlier, and I observed this personally, but I've also heard a version of this from a YouTube video that was an interview or clips of discussion points from several different psychologists from around the U.S. in that particular video, and I don't want to get too far off topic here. They were making the case that today, 10 years after 9/11, there has been abundant evidence that very clearly contradicts or refutes the quote-unquote official view on what actually happened with 9/11, and they were addressing this as a psychological issue, and I'll put in my own words my own understanding of this. I think it applies with 9/11, but I think it applies with vaccines as well, that people have a preconceived view that they've gotten from an official source that they know and trust. When somebody presents an opposing view, because it conflicts with their worldview, it automatically gets rejected as wrong before they get to the evidence. And it's unfortunately, it seems to be, it's more the exception than the rule that we as human beings, that any one of us is a person who will look objectively at the information on both or all sides of an issue and try to form their own opinion. People are, for whatever reason, unwilling or afraid or feel they're unable to do that, and so we rely on other sources. There's, you know, comfort in numbers or something, but...
Well, it's just basically mind control, and the condition that you're talking about there is cognitive dissonance. And, you know, you're right. It's when people build up their worldview, they also attach a lot of their identity to it. And do you know what happens to people when they feel that they lose their identity? They panic. They don't know who they are. They don't know what's up, what's down. And the brain has what's called a reptilian response. Have you ever speaking out of turn, you just suddenly got angry and you said something that you probably wouldn't have said had you just taken 10 seconds to calm down a bit?
I do that a little too often in email, or more often in email than in speaking live or in with people face to face. But I'm certainly familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's the reptilian brain response, you know. It's your fight or flight mechanism reacting to protect this idea that you've got, that the government loves me, that everything's nice and everything's sweet as. What? You're telling me the government wants to exterminate me and that everything's not quite so sweet as after all? Ah! You know, and they turn into this kind of monster.
Well, it's a very uncomfortable proposition, the idea that something you've held to, you know, all your life suddenly turns out to be wrong. Not very many people have the emotional fortitude to hear that. It was interesting. One of these psychologists was talking about her reaction when she first saw information that apparently convinced her that the official view on 9/11 might be wrong. And she said she became physically ill. That's how strong the reaction was for her. But she obviously got through that and to a point where she can now go on YouTube and talk to people about how there's this psychological barrier. You know, in one sense, it was portrayed as being a real simple phenomenon in that underneath it all, at some level, is a fear. My gosh, what if you're actually right? The world would be turned upside down. I'm not up for that. No, thank you. You know, at an emotional level, perhaps that's what goes on in some instances. So the question becomes for us, in any event, how do we reach people whose starting place is that they can't hear us? And I think that's a question we need to hold on to, you know, ongoing as we move forward on these issues, because the answer to that question or the answers to that question are going to be critical to us moving forward with the agenda of waking people up to what's really going on, to thinking for themselves.
Thinking for yourself can be hard at the best of times. And if you're brought up in a public education system where you're not taught to think for yourself, you're meant to follow instructions, obey orders, regurgitate facts or factoids, as I like to call them. Your capacity to think for yourself and ergo your reliance on yourself becomes somewhat diminished. And instead, you focus your emotional need just to be loved and accepted and whatnot on things outside of yourself. You think, oh, well, if nobody else loves me, then it's all terrible. And we'll start turning towards dictators, you know, this big strong man, the big daddy figure or what have you. Big daddy with a giant needle. Stick it in me, daddy. I love it. It's just quite sick when you think about it, because it's the same kind of psychological conditioning that happens to people who experience abuse, more or less. They feel isolated, they feel like they're not worth anything, and as a result, they start to obey more and more their oppressor, and via Stockholm Syndrome, they begin to love their oppression too.
That's fascinating. I had never heard it likened to abuse, but I think you're onto something there. I think you're absolutely right that's a very similar mechanism. I mean, it is a form of abuse, let's face it, you know? The manipulation... The result in the healthcare arena, I mean, for God's sake, we have a pharmaceutical industry that's driving, you know, policy and law on vaccines. The pharmaceutical industry every year has literally billions of dollars in criminal and civil fines. We just had, just in the last couple of weeks or so, a pharmaceutical company agreed to pay $3 billion in criminal and civil fines. They're not going to actually apportion that as to what part is criminal and what part civil, I don't think, until early next year sometime. But back in 2009, who was it? What, Pfizer had $1 billion, billion with a B, billion-dollar criminal fine and a $1.3 billion civil fine for the same illegal behavior. One of the reasons that the billion-dollar criminal fine was so high was because it was the fourth time that Pfizer had been caught doing the same illegal marketing since 2002. This is an industry that routinely engages in criminal behavior. That's not a judgment call on my part. That's fact. Look at the Department of Justice website. You can look all this stuff up. I'm talking about actual criminal fines. You don't get a criminal fine for something that was an accident. You know, you get a criminal fine for something that you did that you knew was wrong when you did it, and you did it anyway. So, you know, I ask, from just a purely moral or ethical position, how could anybody ever be required to get a product from an industry that routinely engages and regularly engages in criminal behavior? Criminal and civil fines in the hundreds of millions of dollars are common.
In that respect, it's not entirely dissimilar from a government agency.
Well, and here in the U.S., I don't think there's a clear line between industry and government, between business and government.
Yeah, well, that's what fascism is. It's public-private partnerships working together to wither away the size of the state and allow it to be amalgamated into private corporate hands. Then the country no longer becomes a country. It now becomes an overall corporation, and a citizen is no longer a citizen. They're a partner in the corporation with just as few rights.
Well, there may be degrees of that, but I tell you, my impression from my research is that we're far down the path of corporate control. The corporations appear to have a significant control over the federal agencies, and something on the order of 80% of federal employees are not elected; they're appointed, and we have people speak out from time to time from inside these agencies, whistleblowers and so forth, who one particular example, and I don't recall the man's name off the top of my head, but he was a medical doctor who did research for the FDA, whose boss told him, and he went public with this statement about this, whose boss told him that their client is the pharmaceutical industry. And he said, no, you mean the American people? And he said, no, our client is the industry. You can find all kinds of conflicts of interest otherwise. The head of the CDC here in the U.S. in December of 2009 announced that she was changing jobs from head of the CDC to president of Merck Vaccines. When you've got that kind of a revolving door between business and government, there can be no reliable objectivity on the part of the government, a part of the federal agency. So, I mean, I just don't see that there's any real clear line between business and industry. We see this on the state level as well, where they refer to their partners, the industry and government, to one another as partners. They're doing this wonderful partnership for the protection of society and communities. I don't believe that at all that that's what's going on. I think what's going on is a conflict of interest, corruption-based agenda for maximizing profits.
I think it's not entirely dissimilar from the mafia. I mean, basically, the corporations are a criminal enterprise, okay? They're all linked together. They accomplish same agendas. They bribe judges together. They pay and finance political campaigns together. They've formed themselves into a rather tight knit cartel that more or less can control most major events that happen in the United States with regards to policy, law enforcement, etc., with the odd few exceptions where individuals stand up and go, "No, no, you scumbag, get out of my town." That kind of thing doesn't happen anywhere near as much as people think it does. It actually happens relatively often, but it's not reported very often, which is a sad thing because the media itself has been absolutely integral as part of the system to make sure that people don't get exposed to the types of information that perhaps you might get on this here show. That's the reason why I decided to start airing the views of people like Alan Phillips, because, hey, they know what they're talking about. They're not feeding you some kind of BS line all the time. They're not doing it for the good of their health per se, because, hey, stress is a big killer, and fighting tyranny can be intensely stressful.
Well, I, for one, and I'm sure I speak for many in saying this, am just really grateful that you do what you do, and others who create the means for the information to get out. You know, there's been some talk in the alternative vaccine community about how do we get our views aired in the mainstream media. And I'm not at all opposed to that. But, you know, people are going more and more to the Internet and alternative sources to get information. It's becoming, I think, easier to the extent that people move away, as they are, from traditional mainstream media sources to get their information. Becomes easier for people to have access to so-called alternative views. And so I think maybe that's part of the reason why, despite the tremendously well-financed propaganda, that the alternative vaccine views are gaining some ground slowly but surely.
Well, I mean, it's not a fair fight, I think, because they're huge, massive Uber corporations, okay? They've got all this structure, they've got all this expensive equipment, they've got all this rent that they have to pay, overheads, all these advertisers that they've got to get up. It's a massively complex and incredibly expensive operation. By myself, with the support of a few listeners, I have more hits on my YouTube channel than most of the mainstream media's YouTube channels that they've got for their huge networks in this country, okay? By myself. That is how unfair the playing field is for these people. And they're really not happy about it. So don't be afraid or think that it's, oh, it's too big to solve or anything, because these people are just giant paper tigers who ultimately have about as much backing them as they have backing their facts, which is virtually nothing. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's
when you say that I don't want to have a succession of needles that are poisoning up my bloodstream. I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, give me hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer funds laundered by corrupt individuals. That's what you mean. But don't put that jab in my veins. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The lighter side of sociopathy. And my very special guest, Ellen Phillips. Hey, and I wanted to talk with you about something. What was it? Pandemic. We talked earlier about pandemic, right? And interestingly enough, they kept lowering and lowering the bar during the swine flu alleged pandemic until eventually the definition, instead of being a terrible virus that's ravaging the country and spreading from house to house and extremely dangerous and all of that kind of stuff, they boiled it down to the definition. A pandemic is
a virus that is spreading in more than one continent.
Yeah, it's so interesting. They have six different levels of severity for pandemic, and the World Health Organization redefined level six pandemic so that a very mild disease would qualify, the swine flu, which turned out to be much, much less of a problem than the regular seasonal flu. But when they changed that definition, it triggered contract clauses with the pharmaceutical industry and countries around the world. It triggered clauses requiring the production and sale of $18 billion worth of swine flu vaccines.
And let me guess, the advisor panels to the WHO at the time of this were also people who had large shares or were employees of major pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, and this is not something that only alternative people were screaming about. The British Medical Journal criticized the World Health Organization for its misrepresentation of facts and mishandling of the entire pandemic. But fortunately, the World Health Organization did their own internal investigation and found that nothing had been done wrong, so we now know that everything was really okay.
You know, you had almost a Freudian slip there. The World Health...
Maybe it was.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how many things come out like that. And speaking of absolute prostitution, the doctors themselves who just sell their integrity out for pharmaceutical money is just absolutely disgusting. I mean, the approval panels at the FDA are just lined with pharmaceutical lobbyist scum who just basically go and approve any old drug they want, doesn't matter, whatever. And back to the World Health Organization, one of the people who used to work for the World Health Organization is a man named Tony Ryle. He came on to be New Zealand's health minister and was instrumental in getting us 300,000 contaminated vaccine jabs during the swine flu pandemic.
Yeah, it's just, you know, interesting how that works. There seems to be a relatively small circle of people who are scratching each other's backs here. And I suppose, you know, human nature is such that that sort of thing is ultimately probably unavoidable to one degree or another. What's disturbing is that it goes on, and that even when it is acknowledged in a public way, but although, as you pointed out, it often is not, probably most often, but even when it is, it seems that it seldom really leads to any meaningful change. The boldness of the swine flu pandemic, I feel like the swine flu pandemic was really a test on many different levels, and a fairly largely successful one from the perspective of the pro-vaccine agenda. Even though it wasn't a real pandemic, there were emergencies declared, I'm sure around the world, but for here in the U.S., there were 11 different states that declared state emergencies. Virginia declared an emergency before they had documented a single case of swine flu anywhere in the state. That's how, and other states, when they had, you know, four cases or a dozen cases, I mean, just a handful of cases.
It's overreported as well. Like, get this. At a time where we had allegedly, something like 60 people who had only come down with the illness, hadn't died or anything, there was the word pandemic written in blood on the mainstream newscast.
Yeah, and the propaganda was very effective. Let me give you a real quick anecdote here on that particular point. One of the things I discovered during the pandemic was the fact that rights can change dramatically in a declared emergency as compared to a state of non-emergency. And most states in the U.S. have laws that if the state declares an emergency and orders emergency vaccines, exemptions go out the window. So I embarked upon a mission, and I've got another website in addition to vaccinerights.com that is pandemicresponseproject.com. The goal of that project is to reform emergency health laws around the country so that people have the right to refuse vaccines in an emergency, and right now many people don't. But I was talking with state officials here in North Carolina. I was with a state representative, one of my representatives, a state senator, and the state health director. And we were communicating our desire to have laws here in North Carolina that would allow people to refuse vaccines in a declared emergency. And the response I got was quite surprising. They said, oh, well, we're not really concerned about that. That's fine. We're concerned about the panic that's going to come from everybody who's trying to get the vaccines. And I had to laugh, you know, inside at the time, because I'm so focused on the how do we legally avoid vaccines into the picture that I hadn't really thought about the reality that is that when the propaganda is so effective, they're trying to keep people from killing each other to get the vaccines. And, you know,
they've created a monster.
Oh, they
have created these vaccine zombies. It's like something out of Resident Evil. They've released this kind of T virus that has turned all life into sort of dead lumbering flesh that has no thought and only runs on the most primitive of instincts and government instruction.
But, you know, when they said that, I remembered that I had seen on the news at least one or two examples. I don't watch, 6 o'clock news in any regular way, but every once in a while I'm flipping through news, and I remembered seeing news articles where they were showing people lined up, you know, an hour line down the block waiting to get their swine flu shot so they wouldn't die from the swine flu. It is... you know, the mechanism is well honed. They know how to whip up fear and control people with that fear, and whether it's selling vaccines or whatever else they want to accomplish, it's a well researched and well tested mechanism. And of course, that just underscores and adds further to the difficulty of our task of getting through those seemingly impenetrable at times, worldviews that completely shut out the truth.
Well, shutting out the truth is absolutely important if your agenda is based on lies. And if you're talking about vaccines, oh, good. They're too numerous. That's the problem, is that it all just needs to be boiled down. Allegedly, that's the way to get people motivated into a single issue, is to be able to define that single issue down incredibly minutely so that everybody gets it and you can virtually fit it into a slogan that you can chant at a protest.
Yeah,
unfortunately, though, you know, it's a bit more complex than that. And if you want to actually have a long-lasting change, it's not about the things that you're chanting at a protest or anything like that. It's about the small amount of people who are working behind the scenes, who are working every single day in order to make some changes in this world for everybody. Those are the people that actually make a difference. The big crowd of people will never change anything.
Well, with the vaccine issue specifically, I think here in the States, it's in one sense it's fairly simplistic in terms of the agenda. The first one necessarily is awareness or education. And there was a real interesting point that one of the psychologists I mentioned who was in the YouTube video about 9/11. By the way, if you search YouTube for 9/11 and psychologist, you'll pull up some of those YouTube videos where psychologists are talking about this phenomenon. But one of them mentioned that the idea that you need to reach out to people and where they are. You've got to connect with them where they are. I don't pretend to know how to do this, but I think it's something that we have to explore. But for example, if someone says to me, well, you're crazy, you know, vaccines... you know, saved us all from infectious disease in the 1900s, and if we stop vaccinating, all those diseases will come back. You know, that's one of the stereotypical common mainstream vaccine beliefs. One possible response to that is, I know what you mean. That's exactly what I thought before I started looking into it. Maybe that would, with some people, would open a door. Well, what do you mean when that's what you thought before you started looking into it? Another way is to ask questions. If you just hit people with assertions, you know, I've been in my learning curve for 18 years now. There's no way that I could talk to most people from where I am now and expect that they will instantly jump from ground zero to, you know, the 18th year of my learning curve. But maybe if I, a few carefully crafted and directed questions might help open a door. Somebody comes across with a mainstream vaccine view that I know from my information is just not true. Maybe I can ask them a question about that.
Yeah, like asking them what's actually in the vaccine.
Yeah, well, do you know what's in the vaccines? That's one of the classic beginning ones, as we talked about earlier, that people just aren't even aware. Do you know what percentage of disease decline happened before the vaccines? I mean, that's a concept that most people aren't even aware of, let alone something they would have an answer to. You know, and when you open the, if you can ask a question, sometimes you can open a door more effectively than hammering them with a fact, I guess is my point. But not, again, I'm not the expert in this arena, but simply wanted to raise the issue that we need to be looking at ongoing. How do we reach people whose first impulse is to shut us out, not because there's anything wrong with their information, but...
With humor.
Right. Pardon me?
With humor, hopefully.
Oh, yeah,
Some people will be listening to this show because you know we're having a good time and stuff like that. The fact that they're about to be exterminated just kind of goes right over their head, and they're like, wow, vaccines are dangerous?
Yeah, so, you know, find some humor so you can go out with a laugh, you know, but... I'm all for intermixing humor when we can, you know, for any number of reasons. Maybe it makes it more accessible and palatable on a practical sense, but it makes it more enjoyable. And this is really serious stuff, you know. You got to balance that out with something somewhere too, and not be allow yourself to be overwhelmed by it. Because if you dig too deeply too quickly, you're at risk for that, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, the key to balance is being able to swing to either extreme whilst being able to come back to the center at some point. So I think that, you know, if you're having an extremely good time and you're talking about extremely serious information, they combine to balance each other out. And the goal of the show isn't to necessarily to wake new people up to it or what have you. It's mostly for those who have already gotten the idea, who just want more information on it so that they can expand, as well as the capacity to deal with it, so that because they've realized the outer insanity, it allows them to stop becoming part of that insanity. Because that's the problem, I feel, with our society in general, is because it's so freaking crazy in virtually every single way that you're looking at any form of logic. It's so crazy that it's very difficult to retain one's sanity amid the madness.
Well, I tell you, I found that I'm doing little reality checks, you know, on a fairly regular basis. I don't rely on outside sources ultimately to make decisions for me any more than... I feel is necessary, and generally as much as possible, only when I can corroborate the information, because it's so easy to get different, conflicting information and mixed information and so forth. But a little reality check now and then is a really helpful thing to stay on focus, to keep your balance.
Yep, I think that's about right. Check your reality. Or soon enough, the reality will be that you're going to be checked out on in a very nasty way. It's a terrible, serious subject right here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride.
The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251. 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Final segment. Unfortunately, with my very special guest, Alan Phillips, and as they say in the movie 2012, I wish we'd had more time.
It's a certainly a vast issue with many different parts and pieces, but my focus is increasingly on the legal and legislative aspects of it. I spent many years learning about the issue when my oldest child was young. Excuse me. But there's a point at which I had seen enough information, even though I'm seeing new information all the time, but I had seen enough information. You know, you get enough pieces in the puzzle, you can see the whole picture. And the whole picture that I saw was that this is something that I don't want to do, and there are more effective ways of dealing, less expensive, more effective, much safer ways of dealing with the issues of infectious disease than vaccines. And I want to be able to do that, and I want to help other people do it too, because we have a society in which the mandates in terms of the number of vaccines are steadily increasing, and in which those who are being mandated is also steadily increasing. I've heard from completely new categories of people this year in my exemption and waiver practice that I'd never heard of before. There is a multifaceted, aggressive agenda on many different fronts, and I think once you've gotten to that first step of awareness of the problem, the awareness in and of itself doesn't really do anything to fix the problem. It's a necessary prerequisite, but we have to move on to a second step. And I think here in the U.S., that step is to become legislatively active, because the rights that we have to refuse vaccines or to choose whether or not to refuse vaccines depend on what the law says with regard to any situation where those requirements come up. And the laws are changing, but they are changing more often in the area of restricting access to exemptions and increasing the vaccines that are required. So there's many, many different fronts in which this is going. For example, there are states now that have laws that allow children to consent to vaccines without their parents' knowledge or consent. And, I mean, they need to either put in child exemption laws or take out the... Now, I'm making a poor attempt at humor there, but, I mean, this one doesn't even pass the sniff test. You know, I can make the constitutional legal argument that these laws are, in my opinion, blatantly unconstitutional, but I just can't imagine what's in the mind of a state legislator when they are signing on to a bill that lets a child direct or consent to their own health care in any sort of non-emergency situation. It's just mind-blowing.
Here, oh, mate. And we're talking about the propaganda as well. It's even making its way into movies and television, all of this. I remember I was watching an episode of Private Practice. It's kind of like this Grey's Anatomy spin-off, allegedly. And what they do is they've got this character who has one autistic son and one son who's unvaccinated. And she says, look, the autism was caused by the vaccine. I don't want to vaccinate my other son. So the doctor says, oh, well, he's not taking care of her son, you know. We need to trick her into another room and then go into the room where the unvaccinated child is, lock the door, and then vaccinate him while the mother watches through glass and say, yep, we did you a favor. That is sick, man.
It is. You know, I think ultimately there's a severe miscalculation, and I'm not in the prediction business, but I tell you, you know, my crystal ball is in the shop this week, but I think there's a severe miscalculation in the pro-vaccine folks, because they're taking this real all-or-nothing position. They are not opening even a slight crack in the door to acknowledging any potential problem with vaccines. You know, if you're not fully on board, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, and so forth. And over the short term, I think they've gotten a lot of mileage with that, because they have the authority. The federal agencies are who the states and the public look to tell us what is the reality. So people look to the CDC somewhat blindly, and the FDA and state agencies and governments as well. But because there's a growing number of people who are learning about and developing their own concerns about vaccines, as anybody discovers that they can't trust their government, or the question of whether or not you can trust the government comes up with this issue, these folks are losing credibility. And at some point, they're going to fall, potentially a fast and heavy and complete downfall, because they have taken this all-or-nothing position. If they had even opened a small crack in the door, even if they didn't open it up the way that we think it needs to be opened up, I think they would stand a chance of salvaging some of their credibility. But what's going to happen here is, at some point, I don't know if you're familiar with the so-called 100th monkey phenomenon, but we're going to reach some sort of critical mass at some point where the alternative view is going to mushroom and take on, grow rapidly and broadly and quickly. And at that point, everybody who's still clinging to this all-or-nothing mainstream view is going to experience a profound and rapid collapse and complete lack of credibility. So it's an enormous risk, and it's indicative of the arrogance, the outright hubris, I think, of the people who have largely been running the show, their belief that that will always be the case, and I don't think that will always be the case. I think we've got a huge task ahead of us in the alternative community, but I think it's one that ultimately has to win and ultimately will.
Well, you can't allow people to start calling you crazy when you're laying out facts. Incidentally, allegedly, that's part of the Communist Manifesto. If somebody critiques communism and says that the party's no good or anything like that, the standard operating procedure is to call that person crazy, and if they're crazy enough, you have to send them for re-education. And that's, I think, not entirely dissimilar from how vaccines are pushed on people, not entirely dissimilar from hardcore, murderous, bloodthirsty communism.
No, it's not. And we've got some hurdles yet to overcome, some major ones. There's ongoing efforts to pass laws, for example, here in the U.S., that will enable control of the flow of information on the Internet. The only way I think they can long-term can prevail in the suppression of truth is if they can control the Internet. Would be an absolute critical component to this. So if we lose control of the Internet, the Internet goes down or free flow of information on the Internet is stopped, then we have a serious setback, that's for sure. So that's something we have to watch for with this and any other truth-based movement. We could list any number of issues. Vaccines, of course, is a huge one. But that's something we've got to look out for.
And also, I wanted to add on to here the new measures with Codex Alimentarius and people being having laws passed where they can't grow their own food to an extent, and the suppression of natural vitamins and minerals and alternatives and things like that. This all ties in, because who's behind it? The same scum that are pushing the vaccines. Guaranteed. They're wiping out their competition. It's the same thing that the Rothschilds did and Rockefellers and all of that kind of stuff in order to maintain their wealth, is they just accomplished some trickery and wiped out their competition. The Rockefellers wiped out their oil competition by buying up all the barrels on the market. The Rothschilds managed to wipe out their banking competition in England by pretending that the English had lost the Battle of Waterloo. And overnight, the economy crashed and they bought it up for pennies on the dollar and became the bank. Okay? This is how scams are run on the grand scale. And what's at stake here is the freedom of all life for human beings. Nothing more, nothing less. If they can push something that is poisonous into your arm forcibly, then you ain't got no freedom at all. And you best be reticent of that fact, lest
and
it come for
you. And should be quite concerned and suspicious about what it is and why they're doing it. A lot of interesting theories there. There's some documented instances studies being done with vaccines on populations who were not informed about the fact they were being used as studies, for example, using vaccines to control fertility. There are elements, ingredients in swine flu vaccines and other vaccines that research shows to have a negative or adverse effect on reproduction. It could be a number of other things. I actually had a client who claimed to have had a dream that the flu vaccines were being used for control of the masses in some capacity. When you've got someone who's willing to engage in criminal behavior in the name of profit, someone who is knowingly allowing toxins to be injected into not just people generally, but innocent children in particular, as well as adults, and either oblivious to the adverse effects or, in any event, knowledgeable about it, what is the limit of what they would do, and what is the underlying agenda, or what are the agendas? I mean, those are important questions we need to ask.
Yeah, and I think the answer is irrelevant, because whatever it is, it can't be good based on whatever they've been telling you being a lie, okay? If somebody's gotten you into a massive belief structure and you find out that it's all a lie, it doesn't matter necessarily what the truth is. It matters very much figuring out whether or not you're being lied to first. And that right. will lead you to the truth in and of itself. Absolutely. And thank you very much, Alan, for bringing in some truth here. Could you give us your website?
Sure. VaccineRights.com.
VaccineRights.com. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com. Alan Phillips. Because apparently with propagandistic programming, you need to hear it about three times before people consciously start to remember it. Maybe even as many as seven. But I'm not going to go that far at this point in talk radio. And we'll be right back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, probably with another fabulous guest.